I think it's now time to invite Angie Kennedy back into the studio and to read her article, which is introduced in the magazine as Heirs to a Special Relationship. Well, I suppose it's better than hair, there and everywhere. Angie has been thinking about the unique friendships we form with our hairstylists.
You confide in each other, you have a laugh together and regularly catch up on each other's news. Plus, they try to make you look and feel your best. Well, that's a recipe for a great friendship, but also for the perfect relationship with your hairdresser. When you find a good barber or hairdresser that you really hair gel with, well, it's something to cherish. Some of us hit lucky and faithfully stick with the same hairdresser for years of washes, cuts, blow dries, restyles and colours. Some will even follow them through their careers to different salons. And certainly a few of us will know that sinking feeling when a favourite stylist announces they're going on maternity leave or quitting the business. Do you know, I've heard of women travelling more than 100 miles to visit their favourite hairdresser. I've had my hair cut by Norwich hairstylist Claire Miller for more than 15 years. She'd first cut my son's hair when he was at primary school. Then she gave my little daughter her first proper haircut, a cute little bob. So we were already friends by the time she set to work on me. She's taken me through choppy cuts, sleek bobs, short styles and long, and she's helped me find a totally new look now, post-chemotherapy, with my cropped, dyed blonde hair. But it's much more than changing hairstyles that we've gone through together. There's been the joys and trials of motherhood, the challenges of health problems and operations, changes in our careers and in our lives. The stuff of 15 years that we've shared in the three salons Claire has worked in during that time. While she cut my hair recently at the Interim Hair Salon in Borrowdale Drive in Norwich, we chatted about that special link that forms between hairdressers and their clients. Claire says, often younger people will try out various different salons and stylists, but by the time they're in their 30s, if they found someone they like and trust to do their hair, they're going to stay with them. You have to be a people person. You have to know how to talk to people. Sometimes you feel like a counsellor as well as a hairdresser because you hear so many stories from your clients, but you know you're being confided in, and then it's knowing how to respond. Claire and I always pick up our conversations months on when it's time for my next appointment. I'm always fascinated by how hairdressers have that ability to remember what they talked about with so many different clients. Claire laughs. It's strange. I don't know what I had for tea last night, but I can remember things like my client's parents' name and what's happening in their lives. Of course, not everyone likes to talk while at the hairdressers, and in fact, some salons are now offering no talking cuts for those who prefer to have some silence when they're in the stylist chair. It's about assessing each client's needs and knowing how to react to them, says Claire, who was one of the Norwich hairdressers and beauticians to attend a special training course on how to react should a customer show signs of domestic abuse. The course was created after a young Norwich mother, Kerry McCauley, confided in her hairdresser shortly before she was murdered by her boyfriend, Joe Story. For Claire, the customer interaction is something she loves about the job and which she's cultivated throughout her working life. At Norwich City Centre Salons Transformer and Nigel Alexandra, and now at Interim Hair Designs, where she moved last November with her colleague and friend, Tasha Kersley. It's about being human and caring about people, says Claire. A lot of my clients have been with me throughout all these years, and they're my friends and like family to me now. They come in for a haircut, of course, but it's so much more than that. You want them to look and feel good, but you also want them to feel uplifted by the experience. So, how long have you been to your hairdresser or barber? We'd love to hear from you if you've been visiting the same salon or stylist for many years. And what do you think makes the perfect hairdresser? We'd also be pleased to hear from any long-time hairdressers in Norfolk. Did you have clients who stayed with you for decades and became friends as well as customers? Tell us your thoughts by email to letstalk, all one word, at Archant, A-R-C-H-A-N-T, .co.uk, or you could write to us at Let's Talk, Prospect House, Rouen Road, Norwich, Norfolk, NR1-1RE. Or, of course, you can ring us on 01603 772464. Just leave your name and phone number and we'll call you back.
Thank you, Angie. I hope some of our listeners will provide some interesting or even hair-raising stories.